The Late Paleolithic. This model is a replica of the campground in Bilsingsleben of Homo erectus, based on excavation findings since the 1970s. About 400,000 years ago, in Wippertal, near what is today the village of Bilsingsleben, a lake was formed that was fed by a spring. A group of primordial humans had settled here on the shore. It was from here that they set out on hunting expeditions in the vicinity, where they also gathered fruit and plants. They used this site to fashion tools and hunting weapons from stone, wood, bones, and antlers.
Primordial humans built small huts, in front of which they set up fireplaces and work areas. As you can see in the model on the left, fragments of human skulls were found on a kind of pavement made up of stones, wood, and bones. It is this pavement, as well as other objects found in Bilsingsleben, that continue to puzzle scientists. Take, for example, the large number of animal bones. Are they possibly the remains of meals prepared by Homo erectus? Or did this bone material stem from animals who died of natural causes, with their remains having been transported here downstream and across the lake?
These skeletal finds, however, are a definite indication of what primordial man's natural environment was like. After all, he lived in a relatively warm period of the Ice Age. The campground in Bilsingsleben was surrounded back then by savanna-like grass fields that were inhabited by herds of big game. Forest elephants, rhinoceros, bison and elk were plentiful enough to provide nourishment for primordial humans.
Skeletal remains of these animals can be seen in the showcase on the opposite side to the left. On the right are skull fragments of Homo erectus. Pay special attention to the frontal bone fragments of individuals 1 and 2, with the typical connected brow ridges. In the centre of the showcase are flintstone and bone tools that tell us much about primordial man's intellectual abilities and his dexterity.